From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Tensions mounted in Zimbabwe Thursday as Southern African leaders met behind closed doors in Harare and in Botswana's capital to try to defuse the situation after this week's military takeover of the country. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
Hopes of a speedy and smooth resolution in Zimbabwe appeared to fade Thursday, as civil society and religious groups urged Robert Mugabe to quickly step down after 37 years in power. He appeared to resist, and South Africa's president then dashed hopes of a quick final act, telling his parliament that it is too early to take any firm decision now. Mugabe hasn't been seen in public since being placed under house arrest by soldiers Tuesday night. Mediators sent by the South African government met at Mugabe's home Thursday and at State House. Analyst Knox Chitio of the Chatham House think tank, who is Zimbabwean, was in Harare when the military brought out its tanks Tuesday night. He says the longer the military is perceived to be in charge, the more unstable things will become.
The key issue is the time scale. The military will want these negotiations to be completed as quickly as possible. They want to have the president, or if it's acting president, in place as soon as possible.
Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Russia on Thursday vetoed a U.S.-sponsored Security Council resolution that would have extended the international investigation into chemical weapons use in Syria. Hours later, the council rejected a Russian-sponsored resolution after it failed to get the required 9-vote minimum for passage. The Russian proposal included changes to the mandate that the U.S. opposed. This is VOA News. Kenya's Supreme Court heard arguments Thursday on two petitions contesting results of the October 26th presidential election. Correspondent Mohammed Yusuf reports from Nairobi.
The two petitions were filed by a former lawmaker, Harun Mwau, and two human rights defenders, John Jomue and Khalif Khalifa. The petitioners argue the Electoral Commission committed illegalities by going ahead with the election, despite the opposition leader Raila Odinga pulling out of the race. The human rights defenders, Muye and Khalifa, argued that the Electoral Commission did not conduct the presidential election in all 290 constituencies as required by the Constitution. The Commission failed to deliver voting material to some opposition strongholds in the west of the country due to violent protests, but Attorney General Githu Muigai said this should not be a reason to annul the election. The Supreme Court is expected to rule Monday on whether Kenyatta's win will stand or be annulled again. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
A photograph tweeted by Russia's Ministry of Defense earlier this week is what it called irrefutable evidence that the United States was helping Islamic State militants in Syria was actually a screen grab from a video game. The tweet on Tuesday alleged that the American military had prevented Russian airstrikes against Islamic State fighters by providing aerial cover as the militants fled the city of Abu Kamal on November 9th. The image was tweeted by the Russian Ministry of Defense as proof, but the image turned out to be from a video game called AC-130 Gunship Simulator. The Pentagon had flatly refuted the Russian accusation as a lie, and the tweet has been deleted by Russia's Ministry of Defense. American law enforcement officials announced on Thursday the arrest of nearly 300 members of MS-13, a violent gang the Trump administration has vowed to get off America's streets. The arrests were made in recent weeks as part of a major anti-gang crackdown called Operation Raging Bull. It was led by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents. The operation swept up 214 MS-13 members in the United States and 53 members in El Salvador, the gang's home base. The initial 18-month phase of the operation ended in September and netted 51 arrests in El Salvador. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.